Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Tonight, you're once again tuned into Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? It's personal. Once again, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? And I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr. We do come to you live each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time from Hopper Woods, Michigan. On tonight, I have a special guest, Sister Angela White, will be sharing a testimony shortly with us. And then she's also going to share with us a solo. I am looking forward to how the Lord is going to use her on tonight through her singing. So we're just giving God praise, glory, and honor in advance on tonight. We have none other than Pastor Norman King, the pastor of the Victors Outreach Ministries, which is located in Greensboro, North Carolina, my first cousin. He will be delivering God's word again on tonight. So please get your Bibles, get your pens and your paper ready to follow along with Pastor Norman King. I'm still thanking God for this worldwide platform, and this is a ministry. I don't call it a show, it's a ministry. And I also thank God for opening the doors that prisoners that are in prison, behind prison bars all over across America, are now able to tune in and be blessed by this worldwide platform through this website. But we are getting ready to go into prayer as we always do. We always go to God in prayer. I'm asking all the listeners if you would touch and agree with me in prayer as we go to God on tonight once again, because we don't have to send him anywhere. Why? Because he's everywhere. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere at the same time. So I'm asking all listeners if you would continue to please keep my cousin, Pastor Norman King's wife, Teresa, in your prayers and his grandson. My cousin, Marianne King from North Carolina, I see that she's on the line on tonight. We want to keep Sister Tara Doss, one of our faithful members of the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church. We want to keep her lifted up in prayer as well. And not only them, but all those that are sick and afflicted, whether we know them personally or not, We want to keep those that are bereaved on tonight. We want to continue to lift them up in prayer as well, because we serve an awesome God. He can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. What a mighty God we serve. Well, on tonight, we're getting ready to go to prayer. So please touch and agree with me as we go to God in prayer. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we, your children, are coming together once again on one accord, realizing and knowing without a doubt that you are God all by yourself, and you have and hold all power in heaven and in earth in your hands. We give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are, because you are truly worthy to be praised. We thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. All the glory belongs to you. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you allowed us to wake up and see a brand new day that we've never seen before. And we thank you that you are in total control at all times. You don't slumber nor sleep. And you are a faithful God. You are still watching over your word to perform it in the lives of your people that are being faithful doers of your word and not just hearers only, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, Pastor Norman King and his entire family, Sister Angela White and her entire family, and every faithful doer of your word all over the land. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain, is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray that you will move by your spirit through my special guest on tonight, Sister Angela White, as she shares her testimony, use her for your glory. And as always, through Pastor Norman King, as he gets ready to share your word with your people on tonight. So we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are a faithful promise keeper. You're still watching over your word to perform it in the lives of your people in the name of Jesus. So have your way on tonight. Help us to decrease so that you may increase in each one of us for your glory. Continue to bless every listener that faithfully dials into this worldwide ministry. All those that are listening in through social media platforms around the world, even those that are incarcerated behind prison bars for just and unjust reasons, continue to bless them all and grant them the desires of their hearts that will give you glory, honor, and praise is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, tonight we do have another spiritual food for thought, as we always do, and it comes to us saying on tonight, this is a reminder to all of God's children on tonight, it pays to wait on Jesus. Sometimes we don't want to wait on Jesus. We don't want to go through the process, but it still pays to, you know, there's a song that says, it pays to serve Jesus. Yes, it also pays to wait on him, because he's always on time. So again, tonight's scripture food for thought, someone needs to be reminded on tonight, it pays to wait on Jesus. I do welcome all feedback from listeners on tonight. You can always email me at all lowercase, James_Brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. And please take note that I do not own the copyrights of any music or songs played on this ministry platform. Before I bring forth my special guest on tonight, Sister Angela White, I want to give a shout out to my pastor and shepherd, none other than Pastor Mark C. Holloway, and my church family, the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church, which is also located in Hopper Woods, Michigan. I am getting ready to open up the phone line to my first guest on tonight. Again, listeners, I hope and pray that you have your Bibles, your pens, and your paper ready to follow along with Pastor Norman King from Greensboro, North Carolina, as he gets ready to share another word from the Lord with us on tonight. The word of God says, my people perish because of the lack of knowledge. So if you don't know what's in God's word, if you don't never open up God's word, and if you don't go to church and sit up under a man of God or a woman of God that's delivering God's word, you say, how can we hear without the preacher? And how can he or she preach unless they be sent by God? So it's important, it's vital that we know God's word. I am so excited once again on tonight to have this young lady, my special guest, Sister Angela White. Sister Angela White, I want to say thank you. I thank God for allowing our paths to cross on last week. I just love how God places his people together. I thank God for Brother Rob Mitchell for making you known to me that we met, and now here you are on this worldwide ministry platform. So I'm going to ask you, and thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to be my guest on tonight. If you don't mind, would you please share with the listeners and myself a testimony?
Sure, and thank you so much, and it's nice to meet you too, Mr. Brown. I appreciate you. Yeah, well, my testimony tonight is I'm a singer. I'm a vocalist. I've been singing for years. My family is musically inclined. And unfortunately, I became slightly disabled within the last 10 years or so. I have troubles with my walking ability. So I'm on a walker. I've been on a rollator for about 7 years. But God is good and awesome. It was from my back, and that's out of pain, thank God. But going forward, years ago, actually, I suffered kidney failure back in 96 when I had my last child. It was acute, and since then, I ended up on dialysis for a short time, which was from like 6 to 9 months of that year. And the doctor had told me if my kidneys don't start back working, it was my fault because I really wasn't taking my medication like I should have when they diagnosed me with high blood pressure, okay, in my younger years. But if it starts back, it was an infection. So it ended up, my kidneys ended up starting working again, and yes, it was an infection. But unfortunately, I've been dealing with low kidney GFR levels all through the years. From the grace of God, it's been very scary through these years because it has gone down to the lowest. It has gone down to at least about a 13. And I'm still refusing, and I'm trusting God not to have a shunt put back into my arm and go back on the kidney dialysis machine. Because it really wasn't good for me, and you know, it's a blessing. So God has sustained me all of these years. My daughter ended up being okay through the ordeal. She actually became an LPN nurse. Yeah, so it was beautiful on the other side of the rainbow, but at first, years ago, it was very rough and hard, and I was in intensive care and everything, and my days was looking very short, but God had provided, came in and took over as he always does, and all of these years, he has sustained me from not going on the machine, so I thank him for that. So now I've been watching what I eat. Mainly I stay away from potassium, which is potatoes, because my kidney specialist told me that potatoes will pull your kidney level down, and I started eating a lot of berry fruits like strawberries, blueberries, raspberries, because they're supposed to be healthy for the kidney. So yeah, and then also I was doing a little research on a kidney cleanse patch that I saw on Facebook, and of course I don't bother anything on Facebook. I went straight to Amazon, and they had it on there, and I've been using those. And it seems like with my diet change and with these patches that I just started using within the last year, it has brought my kidney level up, because now it's up to like about a 20, which is still kind of low, but it's not as low as it was maybe about 6-7 months ago at a 13. So I'm blessed for that. Yeah, so I praise God with that, and that is my testimony for tonight.
Amen, and what a powerful testimony that is. You are still here. Yes. See, the devil has other plans, but God, his plans overpowers the enemy, no matter what it looks like. When you're in God's hands and God has an assignment on your life and you're willing to be used by God and that his will be done in your life, then he has the final say, no matter what it looks like. So that's why I believe that you are still here, you're still performing, and you're still fulfilling your God purpose in the earth for God's glory. So thank you so much, Sister White, for taking time out and sharing that awesome testimony with us on tonight. And that's another reason why I always say that I always ask my first-time guests on this Worldwide Ministry platform to share their testimony. Why? Because God said he would share his glory with no one. and that someone else that may be going through the same thing or maybe similar to what you've been through already, they need to know and be reminded that just like he did it for you, he has no respect for persons, and he changed not. He's still able to do the same thing for others than what he did for you and through you. So we just thank God for you. Thank God for sharing your testimony. So now, before we bring forth Pastor Norman King with the word, I'm going to ask you, if you don't mind, if you would go ahead and share with us the solo that you have chose to sing and share with us on tonight. And then once you finish with your solo, please stay on the line and be strengthened by God's word through the man of God on tonight, Pastor Norman King, so that after he concluded tonight's message, I can open up the phone lines and my guests would have an opportunity to speak to you. And then also, you would have an opportunity to share with the listeners how you can be contacted. So in the meantime, if you don't mind, would you please share with us the solo that you have selected for tonight with us?
Okay, no problem. And thank you, and God bless you.
Likewise. Listen, I just want to say to you, you know what, yes, that's what the enemy knew, that the Lord still had use for you, and he was trying to take you out. When he tried to stop you with your failing health. He thought that he had you, but see, God is not through with you yet. And guess what? I believe as long as you continue to stay faithful to God and stay humble, God is still not through with you yet. He still has the best for you and still on the way to you. So I just want to say to you, continue to share your testimony because you have a powerful, unique testimony. Thank you for sharing that awesome solo, The Lord's Prayer, with us. On tonight, I am so grateful that God has anointed you to be able to do what you're doing, and he is glorified. He is pleased with you. So you just stay faithful to God, no matter what it looks like, no matter what you have to go through, because it's all a process that we have to go through as Christians. And he told us that he didn't always say it was going to be easy, but we got to continue to walk by faith and not by sight. And so I believe that's what you are doing. And that's why he continues to bless you and use you for his glory. So thank you for sharing your testimony and for sharing that solo with us on tonight. So stand by, Sister White, on tonight. Please stand by. I'm getting ready to open up the phone line to Pastor Norman King right now as he get ready to I think he's going to share with us a song first, too, before he delivers God's word. So once he finishes with the word on tonight, I'm going to open up the phone lines to you, Sister White, and also for Pastor Norman King, so that those that have dialed in on tonight would have an opportunity to speak to both of you. As I always say, it is true. I look at all the numbers that are on my screen as people dials in, but a lot of times some people don't say anything, but I don't take them lightly or for granted. We thank God for everyone that dials in. Take time out of their busy schedule to tune in and be blessed by this worldwide ministry. So at this time, Pastor Norman King, I now yield the mic to you to share with us your song that you're going to share with us and then go into God's word.
All right.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. God bless everyone. So grateful, humbly grateful. I got to say it that way. I'm so humbly grateful to be given the privilege to be here tonight. But before I get started, I want to comment on that young lady, because as she was singing, as she was testifying, the Lord, the Holy Spirit, let me call it right, the Holy Spirit laid three scriptures on me to share with her, and I got to do it before I get started. And the first one, familiar scripture to most, Hebrews 10:25. Where it says, forsake not the assembly of yourselves together like some.
Yeah.
Familiar scripture.
Amen.
John 14:1, where Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Now, and then the last one, it's in Deuteronomy 31:8 and also in John 14:18. I'm going to read John 14:18. He says, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. So as she was sharing the testimony, that's how the Holy Spirit worked, though. And I'm going to talk about the Holy Spirit tonight. And because God knows everything. And, you know, God would place people in your faith where you at. Amen.
Yeah.
And God, her resilience that her share in her testimony. So I thank God for the Holy Spirit. You know, that I obeyed the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit laid my heart to share that with her tonight. I'm open with prayer. To God, we thank you, Lord, for all whom I know. Thank you for what you have done, what you're going to do. Pray that the listener of your word will listen to you. Not me, but your spirit that's inside of me, that you will minister to whoever it is on the other side or other end of this microphone. We thank you. We love you. We pray for those that are here in spirit. We pray for those that may be in a crossroads. My dad used to always say, we pray, Father God, that we, the people of God, would know that we have an obligation and an assignment by the Holy Spirit, by God himself, Jesus Christ, amen, in his name. And we say thank you, we love you, and these blessings we ask today in Jesus' name pray, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
I'm with a song before I get started. More than once, Lord, laid in my heart, old school gospel, amen, by the Catching Spirituals. Oh, Jesus.
All right.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise. Yeah, call on him. I'm a witness.
Lord. Amen. You know, Dottie Peoples' song say he's an old-time God. Yes, he
is. Yes, he is.
And I look at me not even knowing the young lady was going to come on there and do that. But now I look back at what the Holy Spirit laid on my heart to preach about tonight. And even this, and it all ties in with her testimony. But that's how God works.
That's right.
And I know that right now she just smiling like a chess cat at this thing, because she had heard things that she testified about. She had heard things that then in her spirit, you know, going back, I think 1986 and whatever time frame it was, and then here we are, January 6, 2024, having an encounter, amen, in the presence of Almighty God, and God is stirring up the very thing that you've been praying and asking him for and about. He's doing it on tonight. Amen. So as I continue the message, amen, I'm going to be coming from, you know, it won't be before you long, but I got to release what God has laid on my heart to talk about tonight. Amen. And in the book of Acts, the first chapter of Acts, and I'm going to deal with some verses, several verses tonight. I say several, but I wanted to target on Acts 1 and 4, where it says, and being assembled together with them, talking about Jesus, commanded them they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which said, he, ye have heard of me. Read verse 5. I am truly baptized with water, but ye shall, he was getting them ready, y'all, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. And I want to use as a topic tonight, do not leave, but wait. You see, it was after Jesus had rose on the third day. And he spent the next 40 days after he rose. Amen. He presented himself alive to his disciples by many convincing proofs. In other words, Romans 9 says that the gifts and calls of God is irrevocable. In other words, there are some things he needs to in one example, Peter had denied him three times. So during that 40 days, Peter knows that I know you denied me. I know you feel a certain way, but the very thing I said, it still holds to you right now. Come on. So he had to go and let him know, listen, I want you to know tonight, hear me tonight, that you may be reminded if you knew about this and you never heard about it, that you be enlightened tonight, that don't leave, but wait. Other words, Jesus was there with them. They didn't need the Holy Spirit because Jesus was there. But Jesus had been prepared for his departure. And he knew that in order for them, the disciples, amen, initially, to be able to operate and be empowered in his absence, they had to wait on the promise. What was the promise? The promise was the Holy Spirit. Amen?
That's right.
Amen.
If we go down to verse 7, it says, and he said to them, it's not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own power. But this is key verse number 8. But ye shall receive power After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and to all Judea and Samaria and to the uttermost part of the earth. But I just want to take this message tonight and primarily just give us some reasons why it was essential for them to not leave, but to wait on the promise. We know that God knew all things, right? Yeah. He knew all that. And it's very important that Jesus wanted them to know that there was something that they didn't understand why he's with them. And even then, he was talking to them. He already had been crucified, rose on the third day, and they still had some disbelief because they were startled. Amen? But now, what did Jesus talk to his disciples about between the resurrection and the ascension? Because this we're talking about right now. Amen. This was for the 40 days between the resurrection and the ascension. What did he talk to them about? 40 days of intensive, come on, James, intensive teaching.
Yeah.
His focus was the kingdom of God. Amen.
That's right.
The Bible reveals that God has an agenda. Can I get a witness? Amen.
Yes, sir.
And that is the advancement of the kingdom in this, of his kingdom in this world. Amen. God's kingdom agenda is the visible, come on, church, manifestation of the comprehension rule of God in every area of life. Amen. And a young lady who testified, I don't know you. Well, I know, but we are of the kingdom. Come on, amen. And no matter what you have, where I'm at, he still is held by God's commandment, and he's obligated us to be obedient to our call. Amen. So we got to be faithful to our assignment. Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
So Jesus stayed in Jerusalem until they receive the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Pause, right? Whom the Father, see, Jesus had promised them that. The Father had promised them the Holy Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
Is that all right, church? And he compared this baptism. He said John had baptized with water. There's a reason why they had to wait. Come on. Huh? But the disciples would be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Amen? So Jesus promised that the disciples would be immersed in the Holy Spirit so that they would be empowered to obey their king and proclaim his kingdom. Amen. Now, the very same thing is necessary right now. Amen. As we see some of the things going on in the world today. Amen.
Yeah.
In John 16, when Jesus was close to the crucifixion, he told his disciples that I have you not to be ignorant of these things. He said, now, some things is about ready to take place. I've been preparing you for, but don't be ignorant. In other words, hear me now. Believe what I'm saying. And the same thing that we can say to now, right now, as we are seeing things happening in the world today. Amen. I'm not going to go in detail. Already know. All right. Now, let me share something with you. Amen. Bear with me, y'all. Just bear with me. Amen. Just bear with me. Amen. As we got in Romans, let's see. I want to talk a little while about discernment. See, without the Holy Spirit, which was promised, there could be no discernment. Amen. And we got to desire everything that God has. Amen?
Amen.
So, discernment. Now, see, Jesus said, Paul said in Romans 12:1, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies, by the mercies, for a third time, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. Here we go, y'all.
Holy.
Ain't it be something neglected these days in church, y'all? See, they're not talking on identifying holiness, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen?
Oh, yeah. Amen.
See, apart from them waiting. See, sometimes don't we speed up or we don't wait because we get tired? We get weary in our way of doing. Come on, huh? Come on now. Come on. Amen? But we lean to our own lives, example. Let's be real. Our own lives, yeah. Example, but happy when we didn't wait on God. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
That's why we
know
he forgives us. He knows that we don't always cross it. He knows we don't always dot every I, right? But the cherry,
right.
Little while, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing, a different translation, right? By testing, you may discern what is the will of God and what is good. Amen? Whoever
Amen.
Is wise, whoever is wise, let him understand these things. Whoever is discerning, let him know them, for the ways of the Lord are what? Right. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What does God say about discernment? I just shared it with you in Romans 12, 1 and 2. Amen? Now we got
Amen.
Another I want to share, and that verse is over in, what's that, 1 Corinthians 2. Verse 7. It's lengthy, but I'm not going to read all of it. It says, 1 Corinthians 2 and 7 says, but we speak the wisdom of God in the mystery, even the
mm-hmm.
hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the, here we go, y'all, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him.
That's what
but God has revealed them unto us. Come on, y'all. Here we go, y'all. Here we go. Come on. Go with me now. Verse 10. But God has revealed them to who? Us.
Mm-hmm.
By his spirit. Here we go, y'all. By his spirit. See, if you hadn't waited, if you don't wait, as Jesus told him in Acts 1 and 4, don't leave, do not leave, but wait. Amen. I'm going to leave you, and you can't do this without what the Father promised you, which is the Holy Spirit. So, but I'm going back to verse 10. You know, James, when I get excited, I start talking fast like my mama, right? So, let me go down.
That's all right.
Let me slow down. Okay. Let me slow down. I'm going to make sure you get it. Verse 10 says, but God has revealed them unto us by his spirit, for the spirit searches what? All things. Yeah.
All things.
The deep of God. Huh? The deep things of God.
Mm-hmm.
But what man knoweth the things of a man? Say, come on, James, say the spirit of man, which where? Is in him. Come on, huh? Great is he who's healed the world. Even so, the things of God know it, no man. But the spirit,
no,
I'm saying again, but the spirit of God. That's why they had to wait. He said, don't you leave.
That's right.
I know y'all get impatient. I know I'm not hearing what you, what y'all watch me go up high. Come on. Y'all start me ascending, but I'm telling you right now, don't. Leave. You wait for your church. What's wrong in churches nowadays? People are leaving and not waiting. And then some of them think they got it, but they ain't got it. Huh?
There you go.
To be spirit-minded is death, but to be spirit-minded is life. And we see a lot of carnalities going on in the church today. You see it all on YouTube and everywhere. Talk about it, but you see it, and I see it. To be carnal-minded is death. Oh, now.
Mm-hmm.
Is it all right, church?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. All right. Let me calm down a little bit. Let me calm down a little bit. Look here. Okay. We got another verse I want to share with you tonight. And that's Psalms 119, 125. Psalms 119, 125. It says, give discernment to me. See what we're talking about? Why it's important to wait and not go ahead of the Holy Spirit. Amen? Because it's necessary, it's essential that we receive the Holy Spirit. Amen? We We must be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Amen. Give, I'm going to go back to the verse. Give discernment to me, your servant. Then I will understand your law. So you can't understand God apart from the Holy Spirit, which we get discernment by way of the Holy Spirit. It says, your servant. Help me understand what that means. That's how we got to talk to God. And I heard the young lady say she was talking to God while she was going through what it's going through. Amen? Is that right, church?
That's right.
I just want to thank God for opportunity which he has given me. Amen. You see, in today's age, y'all, in today's age of tolerance, discriminating discernment can be viewed as being judgmental. Yeah. As Jesus said in Matthew 7:1. Well, I want you to know that Jesus also taught in John 7:24, do not judge by appearance, but judge with right judgment. In other words, there's a righteous judgment. And that's for another time, another day, to get more understanding what he meant by that, because we can stay hung up in Matthew 7:1 and never even tap into John 7:24. It's all right?
That's right.
Praise God.
Yeah.
But first, don't leave, but wait. We got to wait, y'all. Now, see, what you wait, how does the Holy Spirit give us discernment? Discernment is a supernatural gift given by the Holy Spirit. Discernment is given through the Holy Spirit dwelling where? Within us. What's that, John 4:4? Ye are of God, little children, because greater is he who is in you than he is of the world. Amen. So discernment is given through the Holy Spirit dwelling within us and helping us detect truth from falsehood and the presence of evil spirits. See, what we got going on today, you see it, and I see it all over the internet. And we can believe or not believe, or we can get crossed up and be confused. But my thing is this. Let's go back to Acts 1:4. When Jesus told them, don't you go. You wait. I'm getting ready to leave you. So it's very important that you wait. So see, if you don't wait, and that's what's problem with in the body of Christ these days, a lot of them have not waited on the Holy Spirit. Come on, amen. And it's very important to command be wait. Look here, that you wait. I'm going to say it again, that you wait for the promise of the Father. Because all this mess we got going on today, y'all, the only way, and see, listen, don't take my word for it. Just go to the word of God. Amen. Sincerely, go to the word of God and allow what? The Holy Spirit be the one to teach you, be the one that leads you. Amen.
Amen.
We should maybe stand on the word. Amen. Have some scriptural references to go to. Amen. See, I'm not done because I tell what God told me to do. Amen. But I got a verse the Holy Spirit laid in my heart, another verse to share with you. Amen. One of my favorites. Amen. And that was that 1 John, I think it's 1 John 2:27, one of my favorite verses, 2:27. Let me see. 1 John 2. Bear with me, y'all. Amen. To God be the glory.
Amen.
Time again. Okay, I'm okay. Okay. 1 John 2:27. Let's see where I'm at here. 2:27. Here we go. All this stuff ties into the waiting for the Holy Spirit. 1 John 2:27 says, but the anointing which you have received of him abideth where in you, and ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it has taught you, ye shall abide in him. That's not saying you can't be taught by anyone here on the earth, but everything that any preacher, bishop, who you want to call, teach you, it's your responsibility to go to the word of God in prayer and humbly ask the Holy Spirit to to let you know, okay, if it's true, and if I got a problem, I'm just paraphrasing, if I got a problem grabbing this thing, help me, Lord. Help me, dear Jesus, right now. That's all I'm saying tonight, y'all. Don't leave, but we got to wait. Amen, because we have an obligation. Amen.
Amen.
Now, during this time, as Jesus was talking to them, it was not yet time, amen, for Christ's millennium kingdom, in which he would rule over the entire earth from Jerusalem on David's throne. But it was time for the Holy Spirit's arrival. That's my point, James. Scripture here is telling you and me that it was time for the Holy Spirit arrival. That's why he said, y'all go and wait, and don't you leave. The disciples, here, listen to y'all, the disciples were not permitted to know the timing of the establishment of the kingdom, but they would not need to wait much longer, come on, y'all, to experience the power of the kingdom. Amen? I'm talking about being empowered by the Holy Spirit. And that's enough right there. I'm going to go ahead and quit, because anything other than that, you just be, look, as God elevates you, stay home. What we got going on in the world today, a lot of people God has elevated, for the ones I'm saying he has elevated, but they lost their way. We need to stay home. I want to say thank you, and I love all of you. In Jesus' name we pray. The service is now back in the hands of you, Cousin James. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You know what?
Thank you, Lord.
You know what? I thank God for you, Pastor Norman King, for we need to be reminded sometimes. I don't care how you may be a seasoned saint. You may be a new baby in Christ. You may be one that have walked away from the Lord and been restored back to God. But we all need to be reminded, and that's why it's so important that we know God's word. It's amazing that you talk about this word discernment. I made a post on Facebook, I think it was last week. Something happened, and I made a comment on Facebook about discernment. When God anoints his people, he gives us discernment. We can see through things. We can see through things through the Holy Spirit guiding us and let us know, like you just said, through the word, what's right and what's wrong, what's pleasing to God and what's not pleasing to God. We have to know these things as a Christian, because the enemy, he's still on his job. He's still coming to kill, steal, and destroy. He's still destroying marriages. He's still destroying churches that are falling apart, and they're falling out of fellowship with one another. Pastors, they're not agreeing with one another according to God's word, because they want to do their own thing. The government is all messed up. Talking about the Republicans and the Democrats, they're all messed up. They don't want to listen to nobody. Yes. Everybody thinks they're right. So that's why it's important that we know God's word. He said, my people perish because of the lack of knowledge. And you can't know what you don't know if you don't get in God's word. So we need to thank God for you, Pastor Norman King. I like how you broke that down about this discernment. It's just amazing to me. And that's how, again, that's how the Lord works. Because that's something I was talking about on Facebook last week. But you just brought it back. That just let us know we're on the right track. So, listen, I am getting ready to open up this phone line to everyone that have dialed in on tonight. I thank God for the listeners that officially dialed in to be blessed and encouraged and inspired by this worldwide platform. So, Sister Angela White, once again, thank you for sharing that powerful testimony on tonight. I was blessed and encouraged by it as well. And I know that not only me, but the listeners as well. So I am opening the phone lines for those of you that have dialed in. If you was blessed by my guest on tonight, Sister Angela White, and her testimony or the song or through the message, the phone lines are open now. You have an opportunity to do so. But before we do that, Sister White, could you please share with the listeners how someone, a church, or maybe someone might be listening and maybe wants you to come sing at their church or congregate or their event. How can my listeners get in touch with you?
Okay. My phone number is area code 313-878-2604. And my email address is Miss, that's M-S period, the word star with two R's, S-T-A-R-R, the word quality, Q-U-A-L-I-T-Y, the number is 126, my birth date, at gmail.com. And that's my contact information. And once again, I am on a rollator, so if you don't mind accommodating me with the chair, I will go ahead and bless you.
Amen.
Yes.
Additionally, I want you to know that if you did not get all that information that you just gave it to us, you can always go back to my website and listen to the show all over again and be blessed. And again, you can hear how Sister Angela White can be contacted. So right now, the phone lines are open for those of you that have dialed in. If you were blessed by tonight's ministry, the phone lines are open for all listeners right now. The phone lines are open. Anyone?
Well, good evening. Good evening, Brother Brown. Good evening. And Happy New Year to you and to Pastor King and to Sister Angela. Wishing you peace, love, and happiness in 2024.
Amen. Thank
you.
Likewise.
Thank you for giving us that beautiful, inspiring testimony of your life and the things that you have been through. And God is truly blessing you, and his hands are still on you, my sister. And your voice is just so beautiful. Thank you so much for that song tonight. And Pastor King, now you know, Pastor King, you and Brother Brown, y'all spirits were connected tonight because his thought for this evening was, it pays to wait on Jesus. And then
Amen.
You come back with, wait on the promise.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
You and him were on the same page tonight, and that's a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
Amen. I love it. Amen. Thank you so much. You're right. And that's why I always say I love how God connects us people together and how being tied in together when we're on one accord and God is being glorified and the devil's being more horrified.
Amen. And Pastor King, we're praying for Sister King and hoping that she'll be feeling a lot better.
All right. Thank you.
God bless
Amen.
You.
Amen. Likewise, thank you so much, Sister Green. That's Sister Green Walker from historic St. James, over on Evergreen. Sister Angela White, in case you didn't know, that's who Sister Gwen Walker is. She's a member of the historic St. James on Evergreen. Anyone else? The phone lines are still open. Sister Mary Ann King, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Praise the Lord. Were you blessed by tonight? Amen.
Yes, I was. I really appreciated that song, and I really appreciated the word.
Amen.
So y'all just keep doing what you're doing.
Amen.
Thank you.
By chance, is Sister Essie Ted on the line as well?
She sure is.
Hey, Essie Ted, how are you?
And I enjoyed this song, the way she sang the Lord's Prayer. It really, really touched. Just keep on.
Amen. I appreciate you.
Amen.
And I appreciate the compliment. Yes, thank you so much.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Sister White. Listen, Sister Tara Doss, she was trying to dial in. She's a faithful member of the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church, while I am also a member. She was trying to dial in. She sent me a text message. Her phone was not acting right because she most definitely would have had a word of encouragement. She would most definitely had a word of encouragement for you, Sister White, as well as Pastor Norman King on tonight. But we're just going to keep on praying for her. So once again on tonight, thank you, Sister Angela White, for being my special guest on tonight. And as always, we thank God for Pastor Norman King. God is always using him to share a powerful word of the Lord with me and the listeners. And all of you that have dialed in, whether you said anything on tonight or not, we thank God for you. We don't take you lightly or for granted. We thank God for you as well. So on tonight, we just want to say, to God be the glory. You all keep on doing the great work that God has called and assigned to your lives, that he's still being glorified for each one of us individually, then as a corporate body of believers. So right now, we're going to close out in prayer. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, we come now asking to continue to move by your Spirit on tonight. We pray, Lord, that you will move by your Spirit on tomorrow and every door that's going to be opened in the name of Jesus, where your word is going to go forth with power, We pray, Lord, that souls will be saved on tomorrow. We pray that backsliders will come back to the fold and that those that are in the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified through your word on tomorrow. That you get the glory, Heavenly Father, is our prayer. In Jesus' name, continue to bless and strengthen your people that you have anointed and appointed to be over your people as pastors, Heavenly Father, and the leaders, and that we as the followers will be able to follow the vision, the visions that you have placed in their lives, Heavenly Father, that we would continue to be on one accord, that you would continue to be glorified through the body of Christ is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, guess what? Know that I love you all again. Happy New Year to all of you. And the best is still yet to come for all of us that are being faithful doers. You heard what I said, all of us that are being faithful doers of God's word and not just hearers only. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.
Come on, KD.
An old song from North Carolina, Currituck, North Carolina. Maybe some of y'all know this, but I'm gonna sing this song here. My, my, my. Pray for me. Yes, sir. For me.